My name is Andrea Benitez. I am 21 years old. Today is February 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jordan Howard, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I would describe myself as very open and positive and very vibrant about myself. Also very, not conceited, but very self-considerate, I guess.
Okay. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up on the east side of Atlanta, and for the first 6 or 7 years of my life, I grew up in Decatur, Georgia, which is the southeast side of Atlanta. And then I moved to Stockbridge, which is like 5 or 10 minutes away, and it's more suburban. But growing up, my childhood was pretty good. I just played baseball a lot, and my family, my brothers and my sister, both loved me very much and chose to spoil me at a very young age. So I had a pretty good childhood growing up.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
People used to tell me that I was too smart for my own good, and that I would use that to get into trouble that a kid my age should not have been getting into. And also that a funny story is that when I was 4 years old, I tried to drive my mom's van, and I was not tall enough to reach the brake, and so I had to like stand up a little bit in the car, and I pulled it down, and I thought I put it in drive, but I just put it in neutral, and she was parked on the hill, and we kept rolling all the way down the hill until we were at my mom's daycare. But it was part of a church, and luckily they had like Bible study that night. So like there was like 3 guys that were like coming out of Bible study, and like they just sprinted and like stopped the van before it ran into like a light pole. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy forever. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing I ever did as a kid. I forged my mom's signature on 2 separate checks to get stuff at a book fair.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. That's the worst thing I've ever done. So, do you want me to go into details about it?
Yeah.
All right. I found out that we were having a book fair, and book fairs at public schools are like taking a 6-year-old to a candy store. You just want everything in there. And and so with that mindset, I went home and I began to ask my mom about how do I write checks. And my mom told me exactly how to write a check. And to my surprise, to be honest, she told me how to write a check. And I was being kind of sneaky about it. I told her, it's just something I want to know because I've seen her write checks before. And me being a dumb, like, 10-year-old, I thought that, checks were unlimited money, like you just could get the money and, whatever. So I wrote the check, and then I even went and asked my dad about it, so like there was no like holes left open, like, oh, he only asked her, like didn't ask me, like nobody was that suspicious about it. So I just wrote 2 separate checks, and they're both set for $50. And the only thing that I was actually worried about was the signature. Like everything else looked fine on it, but I was just worried about the signature because I wasn't sure if I could make it messy enough or if it had to be like, clean enough. And so I get ready to go to school the next day. I have both the checks, and I'm so pumped about the checks that I even show my bus driver. And see, here's where the problem lies. My bus driver is this 40-year-old lady who, like, you would think that her being old enough to, like, recognize what's going on, and she would have stopped me right there and told me what, like, was wrong with what I was doing. But she just went along. She's like, oh, your parents gave you $50. Like, you know, blah, 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 blah. she saw the check and everything. I showed it to her. I was like, look, my parents gave me $50. Like, and so she just let me go. And she probably knew what was going to happen, and she just couldn't wait to see my demise. So we get to school, and I've told everybody about the checks. I'm like, hey, we're going to go to the bookstore or the book fair, and you can get anything you want out of here. I had all my friends getting everything they wanted. Pictures, posters, books, toys, whatever you could find in there. And we brought it all up there. Total came out to be like $75 worth of stuff. And then I handed the lady two checks, or both the checks. And she kind of gives me this look, and she's like, she doesn't really know what's going on. And so, like, she just gets up, goes and walks to the principal, like, goes find the principal, and then the principal comes back, and she's like, what's going on here? And see, here's the thing, like, I didn't actually get in trouble for it, because everybody was, like, kind of, like,
impressed
about what I just did. But at the same time, like, they were mad that, like, I kind of, like, I guess it would have been considered stealing if I was, like, if I actually, you know, got away with it. But they were just, like, kind of mind-blown at what just happened. Like, a 9-year-old just, you know, tried to whiff everybody. And so I got in trouble with my mom. She tried to act like I was going to go to jail for it. She's like, I'm going to call the police. She, like, scared the crap out of me about it. But, yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever done as a kid.
Well, that was fun. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, one person that's definitely been the biggest influence on my life is my dad. Him and my mom have been married for 39 years now. And, I mean, they're as big a role model for me as anything. My dad's a pretty positive person, and he's always keeping me up about baseball and stuff, but I love him for it, and he's, you know, showed me really how to be a man. And also my brother, another big influence on me. He was more of the brute. Like, my dad, you know, he would smack me around whenever I needed it, but my brother didn't really care about nothing. Like, mm-hmm. if I just got out of line, he hit me in my chest, and I got right back in line. But he also gave me, you know, love when I needed it, you know. And like everybody else, that it seems like everybody else used to do for me. They all spoiled me and stuff, so, you know. You can't be spoiled without sometimes it hurting a little bit, so.
Oh, gosh, okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories. Is it from my past or from, I mean, like,
just
from way
your
back?
Whole life.
My whole life?
Yeah.
Well, one of my happiest moments in life, it will be the summer, you know, God willing, that I get drafted this summer. That'll be like the happiest moment of my life at this particular moment. but, well, when I found out I was having a niece,
mm-hmm.
and like one of my biggest goals as a man, and, you know, hopefully one day to be a father, is to have, like, a daughter, and, you know, she's probably going to be a daddy's princess and whatnot, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, but,
You're going to spoil her.
Uh-huh. But, you know, when I found out I was having a niece, like, you know, like, my brother's been married for almost, like, 11 years, and, like, knowing whether or not he's going to have a kid ever, like, it was kind of, like, you know, up in the air, but I've, you know, like I said, I always wanted to have a daughter. So, like, you know, having a niece is kind of like, I guess, a precursor to that, you know, and it's helping me out a little bit. And she's just the sweetest little thing, and she's finally learning to talk. And so, you know, just finding out about that, being able to spend time with her, you know, yeah, was pretty nice. So,
okay, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your time.